of everything that was on the line for us. We hadn't beaten them in so long, and to come back and finish it the way we did, you know, was pretty special.
How does it make you feel to have a coach that goes for the two right there?
It makes you feel good because he has confidence in you, and so it's nice to know that your coach counts on you when in crunch time and believes in you.
I know you haven't been here that long, but do you really know that about Shanahan, that he's such a gambler, aggressive, you know, I mean, willing to take that chance?
That surprised me. I didn't think at all we'd go for two right there. That was really surprising, but I guess when you have good job security, you know, you can do those things. But it was a gutsy call, and, you know, we executed it.
Yeah, how many coaches do you think would make that call out of the 32?
None.
Really?
None. I never would have guessed we would go for two right there. You know, you got to go with your gut, and he was feeling it right there, and we were moving the ball pretty good that drive, and made the call, and, you know, we executed it.
And you just got kind of like that as players. I mean, you know, I mean, it's
right.
Fun, you know?
Absolutely, you know. You got a chance to win the game right there. You don't want to wait for a coin flip and lose a coin flip, and then you never know what's going to happen. So you got a chance to win it. Let's go try to win it, and we did.
You like the fact, too, that Jay wanted to go for it?
Absolutely. I think given the circumstances, everybody would like to go for it and finish the game right there. We had a chance to win it, you know, coin flip, you never know. They got such a good returner, Sproles, and he'd been making big plays for him. So you don't want to lose a coin flip and then, you know, let him break a big return. And so might as well try to win it right there.
How much fun are you guys having on offense right now?
A lot of fun. You know, this is what it's all about. It's going out there and making plays. And I think everybody in offense is playing good football right now. And, you know, we still have some work to do, some things to fix up this week, and we can only just get better.
With this wide open, spread it out, deep receiver core and all that, does this remind you of Indianapolis?
It does. It does. But I think we're, you know, from top to bottom, receiving core-wise, we're better than when I was with Indy. You know, we had a lot of depth at receiver, a lot of good players, and I wouldn't trade, you know, Eddie and B. Marsh for anybody else right now in the league.
That's saying something. I mean, you guys had a lot of talent. You know,
yeah, yeah, absolutely. I mean, tight ends, offensive line, quarterback, you know, from top to bottom, you know, we got what it takes to keep this thing up and have a great offensive year. But, you know, we just got to keep improving. Third quarter, we had a little lull there where we didn't make any plays. So we just got to play four quarters.
Do you anticipate this could be the offense the whole year? I mean, spread it out and four receivers and chain the shotgun?
You know, it just depends on what's working and what the defense has given us. We also got the ability to run the ball, and we got some good running backs. So, you know, it depends on what the defense is giving us and dictating to us. You know, we have the ability and the versatility to do a lot of different things, and that's what makes a good offense.